Hi, I'm Bubba. I'm one of the hosts of the Big D and Bubba Show. And sometimes I must admit I'm a genius. Today is one of them. You will get to hear Big D try to discredit my genius idea along with Brad Paisley, who is a humongous fan. Like, he's been a lifelong fanboy of the Corvette. And you're going to hear my idea after the podcast, and you're going to be like, you know what? Y'all should let him do it. You'll see what we're talking about.
Not what they're going to think.
You'll see what we're talking about. After the podcast is done, when you hear the closing jingle, stick around for a really crazy conversation with Brad Paisley about a chance to own a Corvette. You'll see what we're talking about.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We finally got to, there is finally a gold with High Score Guy on it, and it's pretty great.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
High Score Guy, if you don't know, is this dude who calls us on a regular basis. He plays this video game. It's like it's a gambling game, kind of.
I think it's one of those that gives you some sort of a virus on your computer.
It's like he doesn't play it on his phone. He plays it on his laptop,
yeah.
And he racks up these incredible high scores, and he's just like, he calls us. He's so proud, and we're proud of him as well. We're huge fans of High Score Guy. And
we should start asking him what his high score is, and then have him go into his
strategy.
Have him go into his computer and just see how how many viruses he has.
That's right.
I bet he's got a bunch. Well, hey guys,
hey
it
guys.
Said it asked me my permission to execute this order. I said yes. Good. All right. Well, that's wonderful.
That's my mom.
My computer's running real slow now.
My mom gets on her laptop, and, like, these pop-ups come up. Like, they're pop-ups like, do you think Donald Trump will win the election? Yes or no?
They can't help themselves.
They can't help.
They can't.
They have to put their 2 cents in.
I know.
All right, kicking off the podcast, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. I'm Big D. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm Bubba. He's Big D.
That's right.
That's High Score Guy. That's Carson. And that's Patrick over there somewhere.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right about the whole pop-up questions.
Dude, they can't help it.
No, they can't.
They can't help it. Do you like summer, spring, fall, or winter? Choose one. My mom will click on it every time.
Every time.
Yep. But, you know, I remember when you first started using computers, that kind of stuff popped up, and you didn't know.
But, well, you didn't know what a virus was.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what that is.
But yeah, they don't. I went to my dad's house and he was like, yeah, can you come over and look at my computer? Now, I don't know a whole lot about computers, but I know that when I got behind his computer and started firing it up, it sounded like an old World War II bomber. I had to run a virus checker on it. The virus checker came back and said, it's going to be a while. And so, as a dad, you've got all kinds of stuff on this computer. Well, like what? How's that get there? And I was like,
click
you know
the
what?
Buttons when you're playing that free solitaire game.
Like, you know,
what is it with our parents and the free solitaire games?
Dude, I don't know.
They love that stuff.
I mean,
man.
I played the free solitaire game on my computer too, but I know not to click the pop up.
What is it? Free Cell? Was that the one?
Yeah. It's so sad that I'm like, oh, I'm going to go get my laptop because I use it for 2 things, eBay and solitaire.
Yeah.
Got a nice, I guess it's actually an email that came in from Gary. He said, my name is Gary. I've been a truck driver for a long time. And today I literally just heard another driver call in. And as soon as he stated that we are so hated, I began clapping. You can see him behind the wheel, slow clap. He said, this is true. The problem is people do not understand that if big trucks across the country shut down for 24 hours, the effects on the economy would be devastating. Fuel would run out. Yep. Store shelves would be empty, and so on. The amount of disrespect we get on the roads from the general public is mind-boggling. Cutting us off 2 feet from our bumper, brake checking, and pulling out in front of us. If you cut me off, I can't stop. I go home to my family. Your body gets sent to the morgue.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. I don't understand why people have so much hatred towards a group of people that they need so much. While people are asleep in their beds, millions of drivers are out and away from their families for weeks at a time with no holidays or home-cooked meals to enjoy. It was either you or Big D, Bubba, that stated that
wow,
you
this
hate...
this is quite the email.
No.
Oh, yeah, he goes on. That you hate when two trucks stay beside each other on the road. It's not because they're doing it to be rude. It's because they're both governed at about the same speed, like 71 miles per hour
then
or whatever
somebody
it
may hit your brake and get behind each
That's,
other
I will
and
say,
go the same speed.
Yeah, that I would actually
so
go
why are you
that.
Trying to pass another one when you're the same speed?
What are you doing?
That's what we were talking about. Yeah, because this trucker was like, we were, you know, it was all nothing but love for the truckers. But yeah, that one comment is there because it is true.
Yeah.
When you're on the interstate, the freeway, wherever you are, and you're just cruising and there's two trucks doing the exact same speed in front of you, it is frustrating.
Yeah, look in your mirror.
But
that's
again,
why you have a line of cars behind you.
But again, he's got a point. They're both governed at the same speed.
Okay,
and I
but we also have
up.
A point. Then someone needs to, you're right
one
next
of them
to each
has
other.
To choose.
Pick, man.
One of
somebody
you.
Take one for the team.
I mean, this is not
that,
a...
Just slow it down a smidge.
We're not measuring here, boys. Go ahead and just one get in the front and one get in the back.
Well, mm-hmm. That's what he says. He says, the truck in the left lane will take forever passing unless the other one backs off. Have patience. That's the one thing the world has lost. They can't accelerate like a car either, so maybe one day people would appreciate us again. Considering the amount of hatred in people today, though, it probably won't be anytime soon.
I think people appreciate. Mm-hmm. Listen, you're people who are sane appreciate truckers.
Sadly, the insane people get the TV time.
That's right. So, but you know, that's why I don't think that we. Everyone talks about how our world is all we're all split. America's split. I mean, I don't. I don't think it's as bad as people think it is.
There are some people that I do believe aren't really huge fans of America. I do believe that. I think there are some people that just aren't in on the team. But the percentage, they're just a small amount.
Very
they're just
small.
A very vocal very, amount yeah. with fireworks.
And that's the one the cameras go to. Dude, I got to tell you know, we're talking about Flight Simulator and how much we love the new Flight Sim.
Yes, there's the one guy, I still haven't been able to play.
Well, you can't play. You don't have the computer to run it.
No,
I don't either, man. I had to buy a whole new Windows system to run it. Anyway, there's a video going around of a guy. He took his cell phone camera and had the computer monitor behind him or to the side, and it's showing. The flight simulator is running, and he went and took the camera inside of the plane, looking out the window. Like the passenger window?
Yeah.
And it looks like he's taking a video while he's on a real airplane going over real terrain, like a real airplane. And so he sent it to his girlfriend and saying that he was coming to come. I guess they live away. And he was coming to visit her. And you could see in the background all the mountains that she recognized. And she's like, oh, my gosh, yes. And the whole time it was just flight sim. It's so realistic, man. I watch videos of it still.
I was watching somebody land at Catalina Island the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that looks just like coming in on Catalina Island. It's the craziest thing. Like, you swear you see a shark fin in the water. It's that crazy.
Yeah. You can also fly. You can fly into Africa in the Serengeti, and they have, like, you can land, and they'll have elephants walking around.
Dude. I wonder if they do like bush planes and you can fly them into Alaska and land them on side of a river somewhere. Get out and fly fish.
100%. Oh, no, you can't get on fly
fish. That would be the best.
But yeah, you can land on all those.
Patrick is not thrilled with our airplane talk.
Oh, I could really not. I'm just waiting until it's over.
It's awesome. Flying airplanes is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it really is, man. Really, really is.
Don't do that. What are you doing?
Man. I got a long weekend ahead, bro.
Me too.
Same.
We're all doing traveling.
All going out of town.
Holy cow. Dolph Lundgren, Dolph Lundgren is 62 years old?
What? Is today his birthday or something?
No, I saw someone posted it. And just like, because he's 62 years old.
Your son looks more like Dolph Lundgren's son than
I know, looks like
your
my son.
Son.
I know.
Or he looks more like Dolph Lundgren's son than the guy that got to play his son in... Creed 2.
Yeah. That's what he said. I said when he met his team in the summer, baseball team in the summer in Atlanta, and He said, I go, how's it guys? Oh, it's fun. Said, oh, it's good. You get along with everyone? Yeah, apparently they've all seen Rocky. I said, oh, yeah. He goes, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, dude, I mean,
he's still shredded, man. I'm looking at a picture, dude, and 63 years old.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know, man. And he's brilliant. He has, like, all these different degrees, like in
like
chemistry.
He's MIT smart.
Yes.
He dropped out of MIT to be somebody's bodyguard. The tall lady. I can't. Oh, gosh.
Whitney Houston?
No, this. I
the
can't
tall
remember.
Lady.
It's the tall lady.
Oh, let's see here. The tall lady.
Oh, God, I can't even think of a song she sings or I'd tell you.
Oh, she's a singer?
Let's bing it, boys.
Oh, let's see. Bing. Okay, you bing. I'm going to Google.
The right. Tall lady.
Tall lady
singer.
80s.
Okay, so.
Oh, it's a singer?
So,
yeah,
give singer. Us as much information.
Okay,
so,
the tall lady singer.
Grace Jones?
Got tall
Grace Jones.
Female
it was Grace Jones. Singer.
See, you didn't need Google or Bing. You just needed me.
80s. Carson.
Let me see.
My own search engine.
Let me see what pulls up for.
Bing says blood letters. I don't even know what that is.
Yes, because Bing
tall
is
lady
terrible.
Artist.
That's about what I expect from Bing.
But then right below it, it lists female celebrities who are much taller, and you got
then
like,
people think.
Yes,
that's what I got.
Yeah.
Gwendolyn Christie, 6'3". Don't you know who that is?
She's from Game of Thrones.
Laura.
Oh yeah, she was.
She's also in
Captain Phasma.
Yep.
From Star Wars.
This chick. She's 5'10", and that she made the list.
That's a tall lady.
5'10" is not that tall.
That's a
for a lady.
For yeah. A tall lady, Chloe, man.
Oh, these are all 5'10". Yeah. They're all 5'10".
Yeah, 5'10", and then you put them in those crazy heels, and next thing you know, they're 7 feet tall. It's crazy.
It's Sigourney Weaver, 5'11".
Oh, good for her. Who knew?
Really? Okay.
I don't know.
Big D. Big D likes tall ladies.
Born to famous dad and. Tall. Good for her.
Family
who's her,
Jansen.
Who's her dad?
Her dad was he was the original host of the Today Show.
Really?
Sigourney Weaver's dad? Yeah.
Oh.
What is it with actors and their family members?
That's the point. Nobody who's in acting right now got there on their own. It's all nepotism.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, I mean, she's
no
right.
No wonder they all feel guilty about their lives.
You're not. Yeah, exactly. They feel
tell
guilty.
Tell us how to live.
Mm-hmm. I'm so successful that, you know, I just want to tell you to give your money away.
Mm-hmm.
You first.
Brooke Shields is 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Is she really?
Mm-hmm. She used to date Dean Cain at Princeton.
Dang, dang, dang. Was that the frog song?
Crazy frog.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, I listen to weird stuff, too. I mean,
yeah, you do.
All the time.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you do. I've been listening to a lot of Jeffrey Steele lately.
Mm. Jeffrey Steele rocks.
That's good right. stuff.
That's right. That's right, high score guy.
That's right.
Yeah, high score guy. You know what? This is a guy who plays games on his computer, but he doesn't play games in the bedroom.
That's right.
What? Oh, that was creepy. Wow. Why did you go so creepy?
It had to match his. That's right.
Well, he's got the swagger, man.
I know what I'm doing.
I mean, it's not even a little swagger.
I don't know.
It's
I think you might have overdone it
swag.
On that one.
That's right.
I'm in
like,
control.
That's right. Like, you see him kind of just
control.
Give that look.
Yeah.
We talked to Brad Paisley this week. I called Brad, and because Bubba wants to get a Corvette, and I don't want to go into detail because we do that already at the end of the podcast, but.
It's a he brilliant wants to idea.
Buy one and then resell. He wants to flip it.
It was one that it's not there now, sadly, but I'm sure I'm going to stumble across another one of the sort because, well,
okay, well you
if
said
you're
no,
looking, you'll
I,
find
I
it.
I didn't say anything that was not right. You want to buy a vet and flip it?
Yeah.
Okay. And so his first
no,
thing, no, it was not there anymore.
I was sad because you made me
so,
miss
anyway,
this opportunity.
I'm like, hey, man. Yeah, yeah. I go, Bubba's got this idea. I said, we have a question about Corvettes. Because I didn't want to go into it because I'm thinking he would be like, I'm not going to do that. And so we have a question about Corvette. And I knew he would be like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm all in because he loves Corvettes. And he's like, well, what's the question? I was like, just tell him, Dean. I told him, and I said, I think it's insane. And he says, yeah, that's insane. I said, well, he'll listen to you. He won't listen to us. Please? He's like, okay, yeah.
Find out what he said, though, because you're kind of contradicting.
You'll see. Yeah, exactly right.
For listen those of you watching on Facebook, this means nothing to you because you don't get to hear this.
No, just go to your podcast app, whatever
it'll,
you
It'll
you
be
know.
On the end of this podcast, so after the jingle, it'll be there. But yeah, I kind of feel bad for the people that don't get to hear it we bring it up.
I told our business management team that Bubba wanted the whole plan. It took me a good minute to convince him that this was not a joke. No, he really wants to do this. Is he aware of the liability, the amount of paperwork, the fact that your business is not set up for that, that we are legally not allowed to do that sort of? I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't even want to. We're not going to do it.
Legally, I couldn't do it.
Is
even
he
if I
aware
to?
Of that? Absolutely. Of he's not aware of that.
Are you aware of the amount of value lost, the amount of risk taken if the market recovers quick enough and how
no.
You know, oh no, Bubba's not taking any of that into account.
I didn't need to, because in the time I could have done it, we could have already made our money back and then some.
Yep.
So there.
Ding 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 da lam ding 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 ding. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Lord, man, what a weird. I got to go see my parents this weekend, and
you
I'm going
to
take
go
my.
See
oh, yeah, because I. No, I have to because this is a commitment. When my dad had his surgery in February, he had a triple bypass. I promised him, I said, Dad, you make it through. Because he really wasn't thinking he was going to make it through because he had two heart attacks prior to that. And he was like, yeah, you know, he was kind of saying his goodbyes. I said, Dad. I said, we are not saying goodbye. I said, you're going to come out of this. And I said, I'm so confident that you're going to come out of this better that we are going to go play golf. I said, in the fall, I'm going to come back to your house and I'm going to take you out to play golf. That's how much better you're going to be doing. Because at that point in February, he hadn't been able to play golf since maybe late summer because his health had just started to fail. And so I promised him that I would do it. So that's what I'm doing this weekend. So, yes, I have to go see my parents and I have to go take my dad out to go play golf. Now, he doesn't have the strength yet to swing and play the full. I think we're just going to do 9 holes. But
I don't have the strength to do 18 holes.
But I mean, here, I'm going
to
take him out.
I went to play mini golf last week with Evangeline, and by the 15th, 16th hole, I was exhausted.
See, mini golf. Mini golf.
I'm going to let dad putt. I figured I'd let dad putt. Down. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to hit the ball and whatnot in the fairways. Well, if I ever hit the fairways.
A lot of bending over to pick the ball up.
The windmill just wrecked you.
Exhausting. So tiresome.
Dude, by about the 5th hole in mini golf, I'm like
so
playing
over.
I'm passing people. Like,
so listen,
getting ahead.
So I kept
jumping.
Letting.
I play mini golf and I'm the guy who drives it every so often.
So I would let my daughter go first. And as she was chasing her ball to, you know, see where it landed, she wasn't looking, I would just kind of toss mine so I wouldn't have to place it down on the ground and butt it.
Trying to put on that little indention of the little hole indent. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It was, you know, I just, God, I'm going to bend down again.
Oh, so you would fake actually putting.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd be standing back at the place where you're supposed to reach down, put the ball. Because you can't just drop it because it never lands on the thing.
No.
And then, so I would just kind of throw the ball toward the thing. So it was one less time I would have to bend down and put it down or pick it up.
I am really glad your treadmill came. I think that's going to be really your benefit.
Man, I'm so lazy. It's
you
so
always
sad.
Do the old drop it and then stop it with your foot, you know, kind of roll it over with your top of your bottom of your foot.
Yeah, but that's just one more.
I hate those ones that have like lanes that you have to, and they go up. Mm-hmm. So you have to hit it. You know, you can go the one way and it comes out on the side. But you know, if you go up this little, it's assumed that if you go up that little thing, it'll come right out into the hole.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, I'm going to do that. And you never do. And you hit the side of it and it bounces back to you and people laugh because they're idiots. And then you try it again and then you just get mad because it's like, and then
you feel
stupid. I want to play. Yeah, then I want to play.
I like a good, nicely done miniature golf course. There's nothing sadder than like a rundown kind of, you know.
Oh, and you're playing on like a Tuesday afternoon. There's nobody there.
It's like zoo animals and the gorilla. Yeah. All the paint is worn off.
Oh, it's just
it's
bad.
So depressing.
Grass, we had safari golf when I was growing up, and I remember going there.
I've played on those courses, if you call them courses.
But There is that beauty though, being on like summer vacation and you're like, say you're going to the beach, so you're like in a beach town of some sort, and like it's nighttime and all the lights are going and their waterfall actually works.
It's a really nice course in Panama City.
Yeah.
Really nice.
And you're like, this is cool, man. You get there and there's a line, and you got to pick which way you want to go, and then you're hurrying, and they get people in front of you who are taking forever. Oh,
yeah. Then you have to bend over and put the ball on the ground.
Oh, so exhausting.
I know.
I just remember by the 12th or 13th hole, I was like, I am so tired of this. I'm so exhausted. And I'm like, oh my God, I wore myself out playing putt-putt golf.
Yep.
That is a new level of sad.
While we were talking about these kind of places, they are usually married to little go-kart tracks.
Yes.
And the go-karts are so expensive at all those little places. And like, you can only ride like once or twice and then you're broke. And I've never understood that. I want to ride. And like, don't even say it's because there's so many people there. Half the time when I go, there's no one in line. No one. So why can't I just ride for a long time instead of giving me that 2-minute ride?
Exactly.
I would remember being a kid. That was so awesome. Yeah. At the kart ranch in middle of nowhere, Louisiana.
And then when you bump somebody and they flag you, I'm that's Rubin's racing, dude.
Gosh, man.
So do you just... I've never been to a go-kart thing.
What?
So do We're you just that. Go and rent... What do they...
It's little go-kart. They look like little NASCAR type things or like Indy cars, depending
on the
place.
So they're like 1 degree removed from bumper cars?
But no. Go-karts are faster than bumper cars.
But like they move on their own and you steer them and stuff. And then what do? Just go around a track?
Yeah, and you race. Okay. But the problem is the races.
Who are you racing?
Other drivers.
People you don't know.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not really a race
It's just not. It's not like there's a...
I will give you the key. The key to my success has always been get the cart that's made for two people. Like they have the dad carts that you're supposed to drive with your kid. Get that one because, number one, it's really roomy. But number two, they're usually made for bigger people, so they amp up the horsepower.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And because they can tune those, they can dial them back and bring them forward. And usually you could tell the guy, say, hey, man, give me a little pepper, man. Give me a little scoot.
Give me a little
pepper, man.
Do you write that down, Carson?
I remember.
Give me a little pepper. They will turn that little thing and get you good.
Okay, right. when I go to my first go kart,
I remember
I'll make sure to say that
while you were waiting in line, watching the carts race and seeing which one looked like it was faster than the other ones. Because there's always one or two.
Never worked out because a lot of it has to do with weight. Yeah. Sadly,
a lot of it.
I mean, you know, you see some kid, and they're zipping around the track. But yeah, the kid weighs 45 pounds. So it's like they have nothing on it.
So you as a grown adult are racing children.
Yeah, right. You race whoever is there.
And it's really fun when you throw those little suckers into the wall. Like, bam!
And then you get flagged. Yeah. They pull out the little caution thing.
There is an electronic go-kart place, indoor electronic go-karts, which are way faster than the old gas ones.
What do you mean electronic? Things, electric?
Electric. I mean, these
electronic.
Things, whatever.
Thank
these
you, things, 1943. It's electronic.
Okay, you know. These things smoke, man. I'm like dangerously fast into the corner. Cars. It's.
I don't know. He just goes overboard.
He really does. Okay, anyway, that's here in town. We should go do that and film it.
An invisible power. Welcome back, boys. Things have changed since you've been gone fighting the Germans. Now we have electric cars.
No, that's not right. Electric.
Electronic cars.
Electronic cars have taken over. It's the new rage, boys.
No longer do you have to smell like fumes. Anyway.
Diesel is part of yesterday.
I love that voice so much. I can't even be mad. I just love it.
And so what happened again?
I don't know.
They're electrified.
Electronic cars.
So you're an electronic
and all
car,
that.
And then what happened?
Oh, were we going to go there?
We should go there.
Oh, okay.
We should go there and race.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, my gosh. It would be so much fun.
No,
you don't have to. You just film it, and we'll race, and we'll take Carson, who's never been before.
I will race, and I will bump you guys like crazy.
I don't want to.
They flag me all the time.
Is that going to mess with my spine?
I'm going to leave.
No. Well, maybe.
I don't mean today.
I know. I don't want to ever do it. Why not?
By the way, a little behind the scenes for everybody. Big D is the member of the show who really doesn't want to do anything after we leave here, or ever, or hang out with us, or talk to us.
He's the guy who leaves concerts.
He leaves here, and he's done.
As soon
as
we go,
that.
Welcome to the stage, humongous great artist that we only get to see every so often. Big D goes,
and he's gone.
And he's got an Uber, and he's off to home.
Remember the time I flew home and you guys drove back?
Oh my gosh. Yes, yes we do. We all remember.
Yes,
you
I
left
do.
Carson and I with Bubba.
Yeah.
With-
oh, and you know what you didn't see? What? You didn't see mean Carson.
Yeah, I think you really got ticked on that.
No, it wasn't even about you. It was because I knew we had Bubba, and I knew Bubba would be like, well, we're supposed to leave at 7.
But that's, yeah.
But like, yeah, we'll
you guys
want to
stop
just,
a couple of times? I'm like, no.
And I'm like, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., we will be here. And bless him, Bubba was early. Bubba beat the rest of us.
That's
he'll
right.
Surprise you.
That's right.
Yeah. I went into militant mode. We are not messing.
You know, I maybe that's why I'm usually the first one here nowadays, because you turned me. It used to be I was always the last one here.
Yeah, Bubba was always that, the late
and
one.
It has
and by
kinda
always,
changed.
I mean for a solid decade and a half, Bubba was late every day.
There's one thing, though, that I'm never late for, and that's usually the airport. I will not be – I missed a flight one time. And Big D and I got stranded in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And I felt so bad that it changed everything. I go to the airport 15 hours early now just because I'm so nervous about missing a flight.
I have a friend of mine she was a model. So she's upper echelon, gorgeous, right?
Yeah. Looks
stunningly.
Yeah,
right. People give her free stuff just because she's hot. And she has never been on time for anything in her life. And that includes an airport. And you know what happens? The hot girl walks up and they're like, oh, honey, push her through to the front of security. And then she's coming down in her clicky clacky in her little heels, like, hold the plane.
You lie.
And, no. Oh, and then what does she do? Then she gets on and immediately like, oh, we have a first class upgrade. Would you like it? Every time she will post
What's
this
her
on
name?
Facebook.
I'll look it up and see if she's worthy of this.
I will show her to you.
It's in your friends list?
Yeah. Natalie is her name.
Okay, well, okay, I need more than Natalie.
Well, I'm not going to give out her name on the podcast.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to turn the mic. I'm turning the microphones off. All right, okay. Bye.
I got you.
I love this. This is great. So Big D's going to now scope out Carson's friend to see if she's worthy of the first class upgrade.
What's the last name?
Okay, hold on. And three. Oh, that one? That one?
Not
oh.
No, you know what?
That's not a picture.
That's not.
She also dated somebody that.
Who?
Casey.
Hold on.
Oh, really? Well, what? Who hasn't?
He picked her up in a bar.
Oh,
like,
I know.
You know what? Okay, I'll say this.
Don't show the picture.
I'll say this about.
Well, it's on him. Can I see?
She's very made up, right? Like, there's so much makeup going on there.
Yeah. Like,
oh, she's pretty though.
Yeah. We've been at bars.
Sounds like a driver's license picture.
It's a cute. She's cute. She's cute.
No, but when you see her in person, she's like a size 00, and she wears.
What
clothes
does that mean? We're dudes.
She's super small.
Okay.
And she, we were at a bar one night, and some dude did basically the equivalent of a drive-by. Didn't stop walking. Takes his business card, throws it, and is like, "Hey, if you ever want a free meal, I'd love to hear from you." And like. Tosses his card at her.
That's right.
I mean, apparently it's a regular occurrence, though.
What, you know, has she ever met a guy with 2,877,000,000?
295,739?
She has not found Mr. Right just yet, so maybe it's him.
Well,
I'm surprised that honestly, and I'm just being.
No, that's fine.
Free speaker here.
Yep.
I think you're prettier than she is.
Oh, bless you, but no. Thank you.
Melody asked, is it hot Courtney?
I didn't mean no, but I mean no. No. Yo, listen,
hot Courtney.
Let me tell you, I remember we would be at restaurants and stuff, and hot Courtney would walk in, and everybody, women more than men, would turn and go, who is that?
Hot Courtney was not
she
that
was hot.
Hot Courtney
was
had an appeal.
It wasn't just, okay, did she have a pretty face? Yes. Did she have a nice figure, yes, but it was the clothes, the makeup, the hair.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like my mom.
It's an electronic car. It's electronic.
Electronic babe.
Her bosom. And
she was shapely.
She was a shapely gal. No, she
her
she
gam
was hot.
Stretched
for years. It was also the clothes, the hair, the makeup, the everything, and the attitude.
She had
all the
together,
attitude.
Gave her an electronic personality.
See, that aura is a, it's a confidence thing.
But that's part of it, too. Natalie never leaves the house without the hair and makeup totally done, which is why she's late to everything, I'm sure.
Yeah. Wow. Who's Courtney again?
It's a girl that we used to know. I don't want to tell the whole story because it's going to get me in trouble again.
Didn't you get blocked?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm blocked. But that doesn't mean she can't see this or
hear
this. Oh,
I thought
no,
you
I'm
meant
not.
He got blocked like by another dude.
Does she know that she's referred to by this?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, she knows who she is.
Well, that's not a bad adjective, I guess.
Every time I hear that Sammy Kershaw song, right. She don't know she's beautiful. Yeah, she does.
Right. Yes. If someone ever called me Hot Carson, I'd be like, how do I do the opposite of blocking?
Yeah, I know. Like, I get stuff like big. 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 Oh, great.
Hey, big.
Yeah.
Hey, big man.
In the way, Dwayne or something.
Yeah.
That felt good.
That's man, the number of inside jokes on today's show is just...
Apologize. My bad.
Oh, man.
That's right.
That's right. Well, is there anything else, I guess?
I'm going to go
play some golf with my dad this weekend.
I'm going to race me some electronic cars.
Electronic cars? Again, I think it's cool. I get to go hang out with dad, and I'm so pumped up.
Take lots of pictures. I'm going to post those. I want to see those.
You know, I never do. I'm going to try to remember to do it
Jesse.
This time. And
his dad's the best.
I'll get a picture of my dad putting because I'm going to let him. Yeah. Like I said, I'm going to try to get it on the green. At that point, once we're there, maybe he can drop it for a triple bogey.
There you go.
He can single putt it to get the triple bogey. It's a golf joke.
That's right.
But it's not really a joke. It's the truth.
That's right.
For those of you who are watching on Facebook, we're about to play the final jingle. For those of you who are listening on the podcast, stick around for the Brad Paisley Insanity.
That's right.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
I'm sorry. That's right.
So we're calling Brad Paisley to talk Bubba out of this idea that he has. I'll explain
this
it to
genius,
Brad.
Genius
it's
idea.
Not a genius
idea. Hi, Brad
idea.
Paisley.
All right, so Brad, so here is, I know I texted you kind of the premise of it. I want Bubba to explain it to you just like this is a courtroom. So, Bubba, go ahead.
All right. So, my brother is in the market for a 2020 Corvette. He, as you know, I texted you about it. He's ordering one, but he wanted one with a certain spoiler thing, and I had to ask you what the code was and all that. Well, anyway, so while I was looking to help my brother on his quest to get one of the 2020 Corvettes, I stumbled across a Corvette that was on sale at a dealership for $57,000. And I was like, dude, I immediately called Big D. I'm like, dude, we got to buy this car. Then we could drive it around for a month or two and then flip it because they're going for $100,000+ on the secondary market as used vehicles. And he thought I was nuts. I'm like, this is a no-brainer.
Okay.
Well, is this your full presentation?
That's all I got.
This is going to be great.
So where is this, like, rough vicinity of where the car is for sale and what color?
It was a silver one, and it was in Louisville, and I found it, and it would have been easy to get.
Old man rims or the new black rims?
I want to say, I'm trying to remember, because, no, I have to think about it. I want to say it was the black rims.
It's not.
It's
yeah,
not.
You want that. I mean.
But it's going to be old man rims.
You know, like, does it have any? Well, I don't even know why I'm asking these questions. First of all, $57,000 is probably close to. It depends on how baseline it was.
I'm sure also, it was an absolute base model. Without a doubt, it was a base model. But the point is, people are still paying $100,000 for a base
model.
I don't think
they're paying $100,000 for a base model everywhere. But how many miles were on it?
It was like brand new. I want to say it was like 5 miles were on it or something crazy like that.
So it's, wait, they were selling this I thought you said it was used.
No, it was a brand new one at a dealership. And that's what I was telling Big D. $57,000. It was a brand new 2020 Chevy Corvette. It was silver. I want to say it was the black rims. I'm pretty sure it might have been the chrome rims. I don't know. But it was still a steal.
You realize that like a car is a bad investment.
I know that, but right now it is a good investment. If you come across one that's like,
Brad, what we're asking is, will you buy this for $57,000?
Oh no! I'm actually looking at the picture because I screenshotted on my phone. It is old man rims. It's the silver, the chrome rims, or whatever, the painted rims.
Yeah.
Well, the issue you've got if you buy a car like that and want to flip it is that by putting miles on it, you're bringing down the price. I think you, like, here's the deal. As far as this goes, if you're going to have fun with it, go do it. I'm not buying it for you, but if you're going to have fun with it, go do it and be prepared to get less for it than you paid. That would be my cautionary advice.
Okay.
I just see this turning into 2 months from now. I was going, all right, once again, if anyone wants to buy a 2020 Corvette.
I'm looking right now. I went ahead and I pulled up used 2020 Corvettes. Here we go. Here's one going for, it's got 1,457 miles, which is about what I would put on it in a day. $139,000.
Man, Brad.
Wait, you would do it in a day?
No, joking.
I would drive it for a month or so, but I'm saying I would put that many miles on it. But okay, here's one with 6,400 miles.
Top of the line package, and that's what it's selling for. That doesn't mean that's what somebody's actually going to pay for it, just because that's what it's listed for online.
The reason it's listed that way is because they know people are going to pay it.
No, boy, man.
Brad,
no.
You know.
What's that one like that you're looking at?
It's the 3LT package and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a nice package.
Spoilers, probably.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, Brad. Well, I'm sorry. We need you to make a decision as a judge.
As a judge, I would say, I don't know. Boy, I mean,
what?
Okay, is this a personal? I need a couple more things.
No, Brad, just say no.
Wait, Brad, this is I've never owned a Corvette before in my life. I've had other sports cars, tons of them. This would be my first Corvette. And, you know, even if it's a little dipping my toes for a month or so, I think it would be worth it because I could catch the bug. And then I could be a lifelong Corvette guy.
You would be if you drove one of these because – that's the thing about this car is it's unbelievable. As a work of art for the price point, it's great. But that being said, I would be the type that's like, well, there isn't anything I wanted on this car. Like it wouldn't look, you wouldn't have gotten the car of your dreams. You'd just be getting, you know.
Right. So should we buy the car or not?
I would say no.
Dang it!
But
I thought you were a real car guy. A real car guy would say, of course, buy the car.
No.
Well, no. I would say. I feel so bad because I want to see you get the bug, but at the same time, I think it's ridiculous to think you're going to make money on this.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yes.
And that's the point of why he wanted to use
the company's money to buy it as a company. And then
you drive it and we don't.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
All right, well, my verdict is then, do it.
Yeah!
Oh, no!
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You know why? Because it's no skin off my back. I don't care.
You don't care.
I want to see this play out.
All right. Well, Brad, you're no help. We'll never play any more of your songs. And anyway, we'll let you know what happens. But I'm saying I don't see this happening. I really don't, Pat, Bub. I'm sorry. But I
really do think, though, that it's, you know, in the end, it's like they're not going to – that is something I'll say. They're not going to stay – that hot forever either.
I know. That's why you buy it right now, drive it for a month or two, and then sell it. And we might make 20 grand profit on it, maybe.
No. You're not going to make 20 grand. You're not going to make anything on it.
Brad, stop.
I like when Brad Paisley makes sense. Yeah. Don't you like yes. that?
Yeah, he's the only one with a brain in this room, it feels. All right, well, Brad, thank you for the help. I think you have really opened up some eyes.
You still loving yours?
Oh, I think it's the greatest thing I've ever driven. It's unbelievable. Yeah, you know, and with mine, I'd ordered it last year when they first went on sale. I got in line And then, of course, everything happened and the pandemic hit, and they actually pushed it along. I went the same day as Lon, and we went and got ours. I did the museum delivery, which was amazing. But we all had to do this during these pandemic rules, which was really weird. But it really is like the greatest thing they've ever made. I can't even describe it, how great it is, and it should be a lot more money than that. But that's what they do up there. They make an incredible car in Kentucky that is like that beats Ferraris.
I just want to add this. You know, for less than the cost of many of my friends' pickup trucks, I could have a supercar, and we could have it as a show supercar. This is great. Brad Paisley endorses it. We should do it.
Isn't that funny how I didn't hear any of that?
That's not what I heard him say.
Yeah, exactly. Brad, thanks, man. We love you.
Love you guys, too.
See you, man.
Good luck. Let me know if he makes this.
Oh, trust me. He'll let you know.
All right, bye. Enjoy.